Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What
now?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo.
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hello. You are listening to, of course, Radio Pizza Party.
Party!
Party! It is our show here on CITR 101.9 FM from the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples. So today, I am Tristan Wheeler, first of all.
Still
am. It has not changed. But God, I'm trying. I'm trying so hard.
We believe in you.
So usually I have a co-host named Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lamming. He is not here, evidently, if you can see us right now.
Why would they be able to? That's not how radio. Do I need to explain to you how radio works?
All our listeners are outside that door.
There's like
I am
four
serious.
People outside.
That guy on the cell phone is really interested.
I can tell by the way he is looking away and on his cell phone. So usually we have Jack, but he is actually, in the next hour or so, flying to jolly old London, England.
England?
He's flying to England.
I thought he was flying to London, Ontario.
No, why would he do that?
Why would he fly to London, England?
Guys, he's going to go visit his family out there. So he's doing that. He originally thought he was flying out Saturday.
To
so
London,
he
London, Ontario?
Yeah, no, he originally thought he was going to London, Ontario, and he was so excited, but when he found out it was London, England, he's like, "Oh, what am I going to do there? Like,
what is there to do?"
Yeah, like it's boring, boring,
horrible place,
horrible place.
My sisters Plague. Live in London, Ontario. Actually.
So without,
My sisters actually live in London, Ontario, both of them.
Why?
They're engineers, man. I don't know.
That's
their life.
Not a reason.
Okay, I'll get into. Of course, so we didn't have Jack, so I brought on. Two people who know each other well, question mark,
I'd say.
Intimately, romantically. There's some touching going on. I'll let that stay to your imagination, listener. this is, of course, Natalie Morris.
Yes.
And Gaby Lucas.
Do not. Okay, good.
It's not Gabby.
It's true. If you did that, I'd be like.
It's in your Twitter handle, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's all. Yep. That's all it is.
That was a good time to like plug your Twitter, but you didn't. So
well,
I feel
actually,
good. About
I was
it.
Gonna. I was gonna tweet right now at all 239 of my followers.
Oh, do it. Do it.
Who are mostly like middle-aged men, Washington Husky football fans, and be like, "Come listen to the radio in Canada," and they'd be like, "What's Canada?" And I'd be like, oh, "Whatever."
This is Canada.
I would tweet at
well,
it.
Yeah, but they're middle-aged and stupid.
So. Tweet Santa Ono. Natalie.
Yeah. Well, my entire okay. Actually,
you tweet Santa Ono as you do. I'll tweet a middle-aged, husky.
For those wondering, Natalie has an intimate Twitter conversation with Santa Ono, the president of the university here.
He's liked, I'm gonna say, a good four of my tweets.
He's liked four of the tweets, and then Gaby, you do what exactly?
Wait, yeah, exactly. If you're not tweeting at Santa Ono, what are you doing with your life?
Is that a real
so
question?
What is like the sport you're writing sports things?
Oh yes.
Enlighten the listener.
Oh well. So after I'm taking that voice off. I did a column over at the UBC before and then graduated and the last 2 years or so I've written over at SB Nation and another new startup. A company called Armchair All-Americans. I talk Washington football because my dad didn't have sons, but he still had the compulsive need to teach his offspring about sports that he grew up with, so I got that.
My dad did have a son, and... uh-oh. Are you making that tweet right now, Natalie?
I am. I just tweeted.
Let it read it out and give your Twitter handle so those listeners can see this is true.
Okay. Well, my Twitter handle is half cat, half taco.
Okay. I'm so sorry I made you say that.
Yeah, I was. Anyway, the tweet is, I'm talking about you at UBC Prez, which is Santa Ono's handle, obviously. on CITR radio. Check it out. And then I wish I had included like a winky face or like a heart or something, but I didn't. And I don't think you can actually tweet or edit your tweets.
No, because my tweets are rampant with spelling errors. And I go right past those.
A love of the Ace of Base.
Oh, Ace of Base. Let's have a conversation about Ace of Base. Before we get into it, so we usually every week we pick a random topic. Let's just have a quick conversation about Ace of Base. It's fine. There's not an interview going on. Check your phones.
No, I'm going to keep you guys updated because I have a feeling San Ono will respond because we have a psychic connection, obviously.
Obviously. So what do you think of Ace of Base, Natalie?
Honestly, full disclosure, I don't know what that is.
That's okay.
Okay. Ooh. You're looking really accusingly at me.
Gabe is looking at... I know your name. For some reason, now that I'm saying it to a mic, I'm worried that I'm going to...
We've only been away for like 3 months.
Say the wrong name. What do you think of Ace of Base?
Well, they're Swedish and...
aren't you like...
My family's like pretty darn Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
Like, we don't have a family crest, but if we did, its tagline would be like, those pukey Swedes. So I'm morally obliged to say, I hate them. But also, I only know I Saw the Signs.
No one knows any other
songs.
Or It's a Wonderful Life. Oh. Also, first ever, before, we're going to do this, then I'm going to actually, wait, never mind.
We're doing so great.
I'm lost without Jack.
I am Jack now. Look at me.
Okay, start doing some Jack things, people. I need this.
Something Run DMC.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to pick a topic. So the way we pick a topic is I give you a list of things. You pick a number in between. I think it's like a 1 in 10 or whatever it is.
Okay.
So let me just quickly count the amount of things. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What should our number be? Well, he's counting.
11.
You don't. Good thing you're not a math major.
Wait, what's it between?
It's between 1 and 11.
Oh, okay. Let's go with 11.
Okay, wait. Before you pick a topic, you have to add a little more theatricality. Sure.
Oh my god, I'm rubbing off on you.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
All right, so that was a bit
Wait, can
loud.
We pause really quickly?
Yeah, for sure.
When you have children...
If.
No. Yeah. You will have children just so that we can bring this out of the vault and embarrass you with that at like the middle of a back to school barbecue when they're in third grade.
Yeah, if I go to your wedding, I'm going to request that for the DJ.
Guys, I'm not embarrassed by that. That's pretty awesome.
Sorry, when I said I meant embarrass your children.
Oh, okay,
and then
yeah.
Maybe
oh,
and if I meant it, like you could be like some wife. Some
or
like
husband.
You know, friendly fire, which would be great.
Yeah, get some. All right, so you guys picked the number of
Eleven.
Still,
the number for 11
is 11.
The answer is getting into fights. Here's our topic for the day.
Okay.
So, first off, Gabe, you ever been in a fight? Say as much as you want and as much as you don't want. Be as vague or unvague as you need to be.
Yeah, if I reveal information that'll get me kicked out of your humble grand country, will that, like, do I need to say
No one listens to this.
Okay, perfect.
Keep that in mind.
I know. It's all three of the viewers, listeners.
I mean, two of them.
Well,
are
I did.
Here,
I did so. Punch my friend in the ribs / stomach once when we were like 14. But he deserved it. He was being a
the
real...
rummick. I call that.
No, you don't.
The ribs / stomach. The rummick.
That yeah. He was. He deserved it. He deserved it big time. I still haven't sent this tweet. I can't multitask. I'm a terrible.
That's okay. I'll while you're doing that, I will move the conversation over to Natalie.
I've always wanted to get into a fight, but as like. Who I am as a person is pretty hard
to get into a fight.
Yes, but okay. I have broken up a fight before.
Oh, let's hear that.
It's like the opposite.
Whoa, what was that?
That was my phone.
Oh,
that's the opposite.
Someone's bone just break.
Have you ever heard a bone break?
Yeah,
that is
right
not
now.
What that sounds like.
Yeah, you like punch a guy and it's like, you're like, I did it. Okay, you.
My story. Okay, so I was at prom, so you know it's good night.
Grade 12.
And I was walking back to my room with my friend and her boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And this guy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I see problems.
And And this guy who, like, left our school or got, I don't know, like, he wasn't a part of our school
anymore.
Came to our prom.
Was he, like, an old, old man? Like, no, no, I graduated here in 1982,
No, he was in my class. He just, like, did not graduate with us.
Mm.
So he came to our prom anyway.
Mm.
And he did not like
Shouldn't
my friend's
that.
Boyfriend. So,
uh-oh. I see problems.
Yeah. And I was not drinking, obviously. Except this was in Quebec, so everyone was legal. But I was not drinking, obviously.
That was the least convincing combination of words I've ever heard.
Anyway.
Well, you did your prom. You're from Ontario, but you did the prom in Quebec. Is that a standard practice?
In Ottawa, yeah, because Hall's like an hour away.
I don't know much about that area, so. Yeah.
Well,
don't
Quebec's drinking ages, they just high-fived.
Let the record show me and Gabe just high-fived.
Yeah, it's
for just not knowing Ontario that well.
Well,
or
I knew Ottawa.
I'm sorry.
I knew Ottawa was actually on the river, and then if you cross the other side, it's in Quebec. So sorry, but still, I like making fun of the rest of the continent.
Yeah,
for being lame.
Lame. Okay. Yes, you were in Quebec. There was some old man attacking
a
boyfriend.
He was not old. He was like 18 or 19 or however old he was.
That's pretty old if you're
and...
two.
I'm not gonna finish this story. And
I'm just saying
he. Ran up to my friend's boyfriend and started.
How
like,
fast?
Well, pretty fast, actually. Because
like
he was like coming up
40
behind us.
Kilometers an hour? Or?
Yeah. Like,
and we'll end you so fast. Yeah, if you want, we'll be like, Natalie's like, I've never been in a fight, and I'm going to make it happen right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so he ran up to the guy.
And he started like yelling at him, being like, you're trash, like, don't date Kristen. Oh, I shouldn't say your name.
Tristan?
No, Kristen.
No, oh, yes. Trying to give you an out, but that's okay.
I don't know why I'm trying to hide her name. Like, she
first
was
name.
There.
Just do the first name.
Yeah.
That's okay.
She was there. She knows what happened.
Well, I know, but maybe her boss doesn't want to hear this.
I don't know. Maybe she's blind like me.
Maybe she's blind like her.
Okay,
sounds
anyway.
Like that sounds like some sort of, like, memoir from some old-timey war. Blind like me.
When I met the German, I found out he was blind like me. End of book.
Anyway.
Well, okay.
Anyway, so he like runs up to my friend's boyfriend and starts yelling at him, and they start like getting a bit into a kerfuffle, and the guy punches my friend's boyfriend in the temple, and he like goes down, and I had to like physically hold back.
Dude, that's how you kill a man.
Also,
he was okay. I want to.
When you say temple, do you mean like as in the body is the temple? So he punched him in the body, or
like
punched
in
him in the side of the head?
In the side of the head.
Okay.
And he went
just
down,
wondering.
And I had to like physically restrain this other guy.
Oh, who's this other guy?
The guy who punched him.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You weren't even paying attention.
No, I thought you meant another guy came in and was like, I want to get in on this action.
Wait. I've broken up a fight too. I just realized at block party. 2 years ago.
You have to...
Well, let's finish this story, and then we'll go to that.
No, that was
Is your story done?
Pretty much. I did it, and I yelled at him, and I was like, don't you do that anymore! Which was my voice when I
So
was
you were the old person.
I was.
Okay.
Well,
she's actually 93.
Wow.
I actually graduated really late, so...
That makes sense.
I was like
a mature student.
When I graduated.
Cool. So, Gabe, you said you were going to... You broke up a fight?
No, that was it.
When?
Oh, my God.
I'm
sorry to interrupt you guys.
Then.
Santa Ono
did
in fact.
Oh, President Santa Ono did in fact.
He not only responded, he followed me on Twitter.
Oh.
He said, sorry, I signed on too late. Hope all is well. Oh, my God.
What?
No, he didn't even respond to me. He slid into my DMs.
Santa Ono is in the DMs, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Also, I don't actually know what that means. I'm not hip with the kids.
That's what that means,
okay.
No? I think.
I thought that
Ooh, boy. I think we might be saying something horrible. About.
Okay, I'm going to bloop, 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 bloop. He just messaged me on Twitter.
What was the word?
Santa
slip?
Ono, I'm so sorry. Don't get mad at me.
Slide into your DMs. Let me Urban Dictionary this.
Don't Urban Dictionary anything.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary is no good.
So you just ended a fight one time. That's
yeah
they
a
were
block
being
party?
they were douchey
douchey
tall men, and they were like, I'm gonna fight you, man.
Did you just say
were they cavemen?
I sort of, you know,
did you mean cavemen?
Is that what you
mean? No. I mean, what's the difference really?
Oh, yeah.
But I did, you know, the thing where with like a small child is being a brat and you hold against their head and you're like,
and
nope,
just swinging their arms.
It was kind of like that.
Wait,
but...
you in between these two guys, like
kind of.
And then I had another friend with me that was also like, See, I have long
Let
arms.
The record show that she's putting her arms in a T in a cross fashion.
I have long arms for my body, so I'm like.
She's got Michael Phelps arms.
Yeah, she's like an eagle.
Oh, whoa, she just, it's a flu.
She's American.
So, these guys are
No, actually, no joke. I have back like where I grew up, I've got a nest of bald eagles that lives like right above my house.
Oh, my God. And it's awesome.
Like in like a tree or in the chimney?
No, on in a bedroom. Yeah, on a tree. They're birds.
Yeah, but they could be up in other places.
What else is there?
I don't know. I don't. I've never been to America. I have been to America.
There's
such
no
a lot.
Way that's true.
Which part of the states were you originally from again?
Where I still exist. You don't have to say that in past tense.
No, where were you born? When did you pass away? As location wise,
I passed away in 5 seconds from now, and grew up in a forest outside of Seattle.
Oh, cool. So like Twin Peaks territory.
Yeah, no, actually, they filmed that at my cousin's.
Did you watch the new Twin Peaks?
No, I haven't even watched the original.
Ugh, that's all I can think about these days. So how about we slide into a little break here.
Nice re-incorporation there.
Yeah, absolutely. Oops. So while I'm doing this, I made a slight mistake. What do you guys think of like the weather?
I hate you so much.
How have you been? Actually,
yeah, you guys do a little thing while I'm doing this.
So yeah, well, no, that's true. We just saw each other for the first time in like 15 months, and that happened. What time is it now? About 20 minutes ago.
And yeah. The magic is being captured on air on Radio Pizza Party.
This is how not magical we are. It's that we're like, we haven't seen each other in like a year and a half.
How are you?
You're doing good. How's the weather?
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Actually, I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. We should
get some drinks tonight.
Well, yeah, always.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm gonna put on a little song. It's holiday related.
Like as in the holiday season, or like Labor Day, which just happened.
It's an Arbor Day song.
Do we have Labor Day?
Yeah.
Songs? Do no, you not have Labor Day, Day. The holiday.
Labor
like,
Day
Labor
songs
Day
are just like the Soviet national anthem.
You know, that's something you could say in the past tense.
What?
Soviet anything?
Oh, yeah, the Soviets were...
Were.
That's
a past tense
trying
word.
To get into the moon. Into it.
Into the moon.
To make a base. A moon base.
They're going
to
bake a base.
Crazy shenanigans.
They're going to make a moon base. Mm. Okay, this is the song, and we'll be back after this in a few little ads.
Jimmy, I don't know. It's Christmas Eve. I'm looking at the time, and the problem is I gotta go.
No, you can't go.
Why can't I go?
I'm telling you, it's just not a good idea for you to go.
I know, but I'd love for you to explain yourself just a little bit. I mean, my point is, I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Hey, Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I cannot stay.
But I'm telling you, it's cold.
I really can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Scotty, it's so cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Oh, it's so cold.
It's I cold really can't stay.
Outside.
I really can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Scott, I repeat, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
For the 15th time, I'm telling you, it's cold out of this house.
I really, really can't stay.
You gotta know.
But I really can't stay.
It's a really, really cold.
I really Jimmy, I gotta get going.
I've been telling you, you can't go. It's cold outside.
Yeah, but I mean, to reiterate my point, it's I cannot stay.
I hear where you're coming from, but I'm warning you. You open up that door, you're gonna get cold.
Maybe so, but I have one other point I want to make.
I'd like to hear it.
I really can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
I'm telling your friend, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
I'm telling you, it's cold.
I cannot stay.
But it's cold outside.
I really, 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 really can't stay.
Put a sweater on, it's gonna be.
I really can't stay. I really can't stay.
I repeat, it's cold outside.
Jimmy, I really can't stay.
Scott, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
I gotta tell you, it's cold outside. Just for a bit.
Perfect.
Radio Makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party, CITR 101.9. My name is Tristan Wheeler.
My name is Natalie Morris.
And I have to do this too?
Sure.
I'm Gaby. I don't have a last name. I was legally born without one.
Wow, it's like a Cher situation.
I just want to say how much I appreciate that Christmas song.
Oh, for sure. Of course, anytime. So our topic today is fights and getting into fights. What do you guys think of the film? Oh, but by the way, our show, we have a random talk. We have a person come on and talk about it. You know, it's usually me and another guy, Jack, but it's a little bit different today. So what do you guys think of the, before we get into that, I got a call right
oh
in
my
here.
God.
Oh, Lord, is this it?
So ladies and gentlemen, let me just quickly, oh, shit.
Call back. Oh my God, is it Santa Ono?
Oh, what if it's Santa Ono?
Please, Santa Ono,
oh yes.
Please.
All right,
you
well,
can kill me now and
sorry,
I'm gonna be mad.
We'll wait
well,
for that.
Because I'm dead, but.
Call black.
Oh, here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Carl. Am I talking to Radio Pizza Party?
Oh, of course you're talking to Radio Pizza Party, Carl. How's it going?
Oh, that's great. What's up, guys?
Oh, it's, what do you guys? How are you guys? You guys good?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. How are you? Solid.
I'm great, you know, I'm just sitting here enjoying a nice adult drink.
Oh.
Oh,
that's my kind of drink.
Like, is
yeah,
it,
you know,
does
well,
it?
I do review drinks.
Oh.
Oh, you review drinks?
Yeah, it's kind of a full-time hobby of mine.
Oh, cool. Like, so give me an example of, like, a review you did recently here, Carl.
Well, like, I'm currently writing this review on a nice southern-style hard iced tea.
Oh.
It's called a Hey Y'all. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure
those
have.
Those are, like, very high class.
It so. Is. It is quite high class. It's among the ninth grade community as one of the top drinks.
That yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Terrible.
But that's accurate.
You're not supposed to say that stuff. It is radio. But yeah, I'm Carl Planters, guys.
Planters?
By the way. I just thought I'd introduce myself.
Plancher.
Carl Planters.
Planters?
There's an S, yeah.
Planchers or planchers?
Planters. Planters. Like, you know the stuff you stick roses in and hang them off your ceiling?
Yes, I got it.
Yeah, like a planter.
It's like the world's weirdest version of Taboo, that game where you like, no. Never mind.
That's okay. A little taboo for this show.
Is that anything like cranium?
Cranium? Yeah, is it anything like... Yeah, cranium.
It's like a poor man's cranium. Without less colors. Mm. It's like it was only... the production press was like, you can have blue and purple and no more. And they were like, what about black? And the production press was like, fine, get out of here, you scamps.
You get 2.5 colors.
Mm-hmm.
The one's more of a shade.
Yeah.
If you talk to some artists, I have one artist friend who is devout shade that black and white aren't colors.
Oh, wow.
I would like to hear that.
Do they throw a lot of shade?
They often do, yeah.
We'll stop you from living.
You know those like types of artists that just like throw everything at a wall, and then it's like, look, it's an art of splots.
You mean Jackson Pollock and everyone else who thought they had an original idea after he came along?
Essentially, yeah. It's what you get living in some parts of Kelowna, you know?
Oh, you're from Kelowna there, Carl Planter.
I am. I'm living here in a tiny apartment that's $1,200 a month with my four kids.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Four kids. What are their ages and what are their names there, Carl?
Well, they range from about 8 to, I think, 16 now. It's going to be 17 soon.
Oh, cool. What are their names?
You got Sarah, Jamie, and then the twins, Adam and Bladham.
Those are good names.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you're surprised when you have twins.
You're like, I had one of these names prepared, so...
The other's too hard to think of. Bladham.
Well, he'll always know who came first, right? It's like alphabetical as well as like by time, right?
I actually had a friend whose brothers were like alphabetical order. It was Adam, Brad, Chad, Devin.
And Chad, I was like, eh? And
those are like the four most alphabetically inclined frat boy names.
If they had a fifth one, what would they name it? Carl is asking.
Ooh. Sebastian. That goes in order.
Third one.
So, Carl, you said you review drinks full time.
I review drinks and other various adult food products.
What would be an adult food? I know what adult drinks are. Yeah. I don't know what would that be like.
Like rum chocolates.
Okay.
Rum chocolates and rum cake.
Okay.
Wait, makes sense.
I thought rum cake, like when you baked it,
butterscotch.
The rum comes out.
Butterscotch
from the heat.
No, that's like when you like.
Really
no, no, no.
Nice,
I know
actually.
It. I love butterscotch. I'm not.
It's good. I don't know.
American. I didn't live under a rock.
And I was like, hey, man, I'd like a butterscotch. And he just threw a bunch of butter in my scotch. And I didn't know what the big hubbub was about, you know? Like, what's the deal with that flavor?
Well, wait, you didn't like that, you said?
No, not at all. I gave it like a 2 out of 10 on my Yelp site.
You have your own Yelp site, Carl Planters.
I'm a bit of an admin there.
Oh.
A bit of an admin, you said.
A bit of a local admin, you know? Yelp works like Craigslist, where it's local to each province and state.
Does that mean, can you be like a Yelp, like a Kelowna Yelp celebrity? Like
pretty
a,
much, that's what I like to think of myself as.
The esoteric of the esoteric, but within that group, like, dang, you got it going on.
Oh, yeah. Like, I write 4 to 5 page essays every night.
Wow.
That's what I aspire to.
It's devotion, for sure.
Devotion to the ocean. So, Carl here.
That is me.
Wonderful. So... What are some recent food products or adult food and adult drinks that you reviewed, and how did you think of them? Give us some like context to what your day-to-day life is here.
So I walked into the local BC liquor store.
Okay.
Down the street from me. Luckily, I'm only a couple blocks away, so it's a nice walk.
That's good.
And I usually go to the coolers section first, because that's where I get the most hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week I grabbed, what were they, Palm Bays. You never heard of those?
My goodness, no, they sound exotic.
And there was another one. It was, what was it called? It was like Okanagan.
Something
some rare one.
Oh, I heard that one is well aged.
Mm. Well aged, yeah. Straight from where I'm from, in fact.
It's quality homegrown Kelowna high fructose corn syrup. The very best.
Yeah, do you not like high fructose corn syrup? It's in everything.
Right? Oh, my God. Some people, they just don't understand how great high fructose corn syrup is. They're like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, baby, let me show you.
Oh, baby.
Wait, you guys say baby, too?
Are you talking like this is you a have... second or third date thing, or like, is this right off the bat?
No, this is completely platonic.
Platonic? It's to anybody. Like, oh, baby, let me show you this. You
yeah,
call
I'll
everyone your baby?
On the street? Yep, absolutely.
Then what would bring it up to the romantic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're like, let me get a Palm Bay. And I'm like, did you know, oh, baby, there's high-produced corn syrup in that, and it is beautiful. And they're like, what? No. And then we're like, propose, and then we're married. That's how you get, that's like, yeah.
Is that the key to true love?
True love is just popping out facts about high-produced corn syrup.
So, like, what if you marry with a ring pop? That's basically pure high-fructose corn syrup.
Ooh, there's an idea.
That's like a double down. Like, you know you're legit then, right? Like, you love that person.
true devotion. Can I hear Bladum in the background?
Bladum? Yeah, probably. I just got to go kick him a couple times. He'll shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. We wanted to hear from Bladum.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear from him?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Don't shut him up.
Okay. Let's see.
Actually, can you bring him to the phone?
Bladum! Bladum!
Hey, Bladdy.
He's a little shy. You can tell I'm on the phone with somebody important.
Oh,
Bladum!
He's right.
Oh, baby.
No, he started crying, so I don't think he wants to come to the phone.
No, okay.
He will be missed.
Sitting on the floor.
Can you just try one more time?
Bladum! No, he's crying a bit harder now. I closed the door on him.
Oh, Bladdy. Do you ever call him Bladder if he's being bad?
Well, that's funny you mentioned that, little Bladder. He's been wet in the bed recently.
No.
How old
it's
did you
weird
say
for a 10-year-old to do that, though.
Yeah, that's a little bit past that.
It's been every couple hours every night. You know?
I don't... You say, you know, as if we have another 10-year-old child that's...
Hard being a single dad, okay?
I wasn't an insult. I'm just saying, no, I don't know, but I can imagine.
Signed up for the first three.
That's fair.
I thought you said four kids.
Yeah, no, he had three kids, and then Bladum came out, and he was like, what the crap am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Sorry, correct me if I'm wrong, Chad Planters.
Or Carl.
Carl.
Come on.
Chad was my father.
Oh.
That's why when you brought up Chad with the alphabetical brothers, I got a little miffed about that name. I said, Chad.
Or do you not have a good relationship with your father?
Me and old Chad up there, he's a bit of a belter.
Well, he's up there, not down there.
No, he like lives above me.
Oh. Very, very literal guy.
Classic comedy.
$1,200 a month for this garage. It's a nice garage. Wait, four kids.
Natalie asked if you've ever gotten into a fight with your dad. Yeah. Apropos of the topic. Good job. You should be the host.
Me?
Yeah. Have you ever fought your father, Chad? Physically or verbally?
No, we push each other around sometimes. That's usually just for wrestling.
How old is he and how old are you? And how often do you do this?
I'm like 32, I think. Okay. Yeah, 32.
You think?
Yeah, my birthday was like last month. I don't remember.
Oh, happy birthday.
Bye, once you hit 30.
And how old's your dad?
My dad's probably like in his early 70s.
Okay, I mean, that checks out.
Really, he's still pretty strong. He's kicking, you know? He hit me in the stomach the other day. I threw up for like 4 hours.
No arthritis for this man.
Wow. Did he hit you in the rumpus?
Arthritis. He's just really tough.
He just
can barely walk. You can hear him. Like, he's like a, you know, like when skeletons walk in movies?
Absolutely. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah. Clickety.
Yeah.
That, like, you can hear him for hours away, but it'll throw you through a bush.
That's what I aspire to be when I'm like a 90-year-old woman. Hopefully I live that long. Maybe I'll change my tune when I'm like 89.
Mm-hmm. I'll aspire for you to do that too.
So what?
I think he said he aspires for you to have that as well.
Oh yeah, I'll do it. I'll like just, you know, beat up my someone in my family and be like, for Carl.
Exactly.
And I'd the Palm it. Bay.
And the Palm Bay.
Raise the flag for the Planters.
Absolutely.
God knows Chad didn't.
Oh.
He tried, but he fell over.
So you're a single father there, Carl.
The dating scene's not very busy for 32-year-olds over here.
I thought you were 31.
No, I just turned 32. Are you listening?
Listen up, Natalie.
So
are all these children of the same mother?
No.
No.
You got four different mothers?
Wait, the twins? I'm confused.
It was really good timing.
Oh my.
It's 2017, everybody.
I don't think that's
2007 when they were born.
Confused about.
Wait, so I'm just confused. So you have Bladum and Adam.
Bladum
they're
and
twins.
Adam, yeah, they're twins.
You have four children altogether.
Right.
And you had four different mothers.
Yeah. So, they have, not me. I had one mother.
No. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes.
That's your soul.
Semantics. Yeah.
It's an interview. You got to worry about the words.
Come on.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get aggressive here, guys.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm getting a little Chad here. I'm not getting any Carl.
Carl, I'm on your side. Verbally abuse this man.
We're all on the same page here.
Let's get a fight on air.
What happens if that happens? Will Nardwar come in and be like, never again,
out? He'll wipe you up?
He's like the enforcer of CITR.
He'll mop the floor with me, man.
This is turning out to be a really relevant topic in all the wrong ways.
I don't know where Nardwar has been.
He was in here just right when we were finishing up.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, that's a pretty good idea then. But I mean, like, in general, though, Nardwar has been everywhere.
He's the Tom Bombadil of UBC.
I don't get that.
That's a learned reference.
Is that sports?
Wait,
nor am I.
No, that's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's like, well, then for us, not getting that one.
Hate you.
Who's
all
the real nerd?
Hey-o.
You're here.
Carl, it was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
We'd love you to come on another time, call in, and
every week forever.
Every week forever.
I will actually host the show probably next week.
Okay.
All right. Have you been plagued by voice cracks for a while there, Carl?
A little sick.
Has that happened to you for a long time, Carl? Like, and you thought it would pass, and then it never did?
Like, I'm 32, man. I thought it would stop at 19, and it hasn't.
Yeah, strange. I know a guy who has that same problem. I'm going to hang up now on you, Carl. It was wonderful talking to you.
I'll miss you.
Thanks for listening, always.
I'll miss you.
Call in later.
Call in another time, for sure. Maybe not later, but...
I love you.
Love you too, bud.
Why?
All right. I think that's... No. There we go. Okay. So, guys, how'd you find that?
Beautiful.
I feel emotionally connected to that man.
To Carl Planters.
Cleansed.
No, not Carl.
Oh.
Chad.
Like the father?
His father?
Yeah.
You wanted to rough Carl up a bit?
I'm kidding.
Who doesn't?
Wait, we don't kid on this show. Everything we say...
This is very serious.
...is meant literally, right?
Literally what?
It's a binding
contract. Literally at face value.
Oh, yes.
Also, what's happening on your phone here, Gaby?
No, I was wondering. I was searching for Carl Planters.
Did Santa Ono message you again? Because he messaged me again.
He messaged you again.
Me in the first place. I don't want to teach you how the word again works, but
he said,
no.
Is your year going well? What a man.
That is amazing.
First year outreach? 10 out of 10. I'm not even a first year anymore, and he's still outreaching.
Yeah, he's out. He's glasping at you because he knows you're leaving soon.
Ugh.
Glasping?
Glasping. That's a word. English literature major. ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
We're going to go to another quick little break here. This is a song by a good friend of mine called The Mad Scientist. Less of a song, more of a weird kind of musical.
Ambient noise.
Jam. Let me just kind of cue it up here a little. This is what this show is a lot of times. Okay, and this is The Mad Scientist by Nick Morgan featuring Cody Sloot.
So the mad scientist, working hard away in his laboratory on what he believes will be his greatest experiment yet. He will find a way to physically ascend dimensions. They called him crazy. They called him a lunatic. I was mad, they said. But I'll show them. I'll show them all. So the great doctor fired up his chalkboard, started mathing up a storm. Powered up in a photon generator. Began firing proton and beta waves at his own brain. And he felt it. His physical body was literally ascending. But there was this one thing the good doctor didn't account for. The poor doctor had a high ceiling, but there was still a ceiling. And what will he do when he ascends only up to it? With an acceleration that doesn't stop. The doctor is pushed up against the ceiling, and he feels the pressure rise. His skin is being pressed against it so hard, he feels like he's blending in with the material of the wall itself. He feels his bones and muscle nearly eating each other, they're being so flattened. He is a pancake at this point, smeared across the ceiling. feels each individual cell in his body break apart. But for some reason, our good doctor can still think and feel every motion being forced against him. He knew something was still happening. Could it be? Was he really ascending to the next realm or plane of existence, perhaps? As the pressure begins to lift, he begins to actually see something again. Light. It's at the end of the tunnel. Is he dead? Was he wrong about all his scientific beliefs, and was it really any sort of religions? Or is this something else? Is he being reborn? Something new? Perhaps. It's up to you. And then he felt it. The pressure came back. He heard a beeping. Rushed, hurried footsteps. Then he felt like he was sliding. Slid. Right out that pussy. Was a newborn baby, but in space, like in 2001 A Space Odyssey, where he went to the room where he saw himself die, and like also grow old and was reborn and saw the universe explode. It's a pretty cool shit, dude. Watch that movie, Stanley Kubrick.
FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. I'm, of course, Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler. We are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM. We pick a random topic at each show, and our topic today is starting a fight or getting into fights or fights in general. We have, of course, Gaby Lucas.
What's up, babe?
And Natalie Morris.
Yeah.
As our guests, we usually have Jack Lamming on as my co-host, but he is flying to London, England, not London, Ontario, as of current.
Worse London, I'm saying.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
How many Londons are there in the world? Besides, I mean, there's got to be at least, like, some small town.
Let me look it up.
In, like, Kansas that's, like...
I wonder which London has, like, the higher murder rate.
You guys do the Google song? Do you
murder
do you guys
rate
know
the, or just murders?
Do you guys know
that's definitely London. What?
Do you guys know the Google song? Usually when Jack's here, he does the Google song. So it goes kind of like, Google.
It sounds horrible.
Google so well.
Sounds like a thing we should never hear.
In your Google, you're gonna Google.
Oh.
Ooh. You got a G to the O.
I know.
O again to the J. G. God.
I know that I hadn't been seeing you for like a year and a half, and we've only been in each other's presence for like 45 minutes, but so help me God if you keep doing that.
To the L.
The goodwill will end soon.
So there's quite a few. There is a London in Arkansas. There is a London.
Arkansas isn't a real place, so.
What?
No, you're thinking of Delaware. Oh, Arkansas Delaware. Is totally real. Okay. Delaware is a conspiracy.
I was thinking of Arkansas.
Arkansas.
I don't know where, I don't know America. You're probably, I think you're the first person.
Well, only one of me.
Oh my God. From the United States of America that we've had on this show.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say ever, and I'm like, probably not, but.
We've had a couple robots, a couple aliens, but no Americans.
Well, we're so rare. So few of us.
Yeah.
Just like a Red Gyarados of North America.
Red, what? What is that word?
Did you not play Pokemon growing up?
Oh my God, once again, we are the cool ones.
Dude, there's nothing cool about not playing Pokemon your Game Boy when you were 8.
Okay, so I'll tell you a story about that. I wanted it really bad.
That's way worse. It's so much worse to
Emerald.
Be like, I really want Pokemon and
Emerald.
Not get it than to just be like, this is a thing
I
have and play it.
I borrowed it from my friend.
So much worse.
And I loved it. And I was like, Mom, see, look how much I enjoyed it. And I just never did it because it was that time of year where it's not my birthday or Christmas. So I didn't get it.
So most
when's
of
your
the
birthday?
Year.
When's your birthday?
January 11th.
Ooh, really most
Man,
of the year.
Just miss Christmas.
So winter for me is like, yeah. Oh, there's just so much going on for me. It's awesome.
When I was a kid, I was always really excited because my birthday is at the end of June and Christmas is at the end of December.
Oh, you thought about that for too long.
Always. Well, I know my half birthday is December 28th, so it's like almost exactly.
Oh, nice. So you always have something to look forward
to. Yeah, I'm always at least 6 months from...
A gift.
Did
a
you
gift.
Have, like, the most boring childhood ever where you're like, this is my half birthday, hurrah!
I did, in fact,
That's
grow
up there.
In the country. So.
Yes, so did I. We all did, all three of us.
I know we were talking about this, but... well, I don't know. I didn't have Pokemon. I'm sorry.
Pokemon isn't
Pokemans?
A city thing.
Pokemon.
No, I had Pokemon.
Pokewomen. Am I right, ladies?
Ladies!
Yes!
Pokepersons.
Oh, yeah, what were we talking about?
Fights.
Fights, okay.
You guys ever seen the movie Fight Club?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I'm not a mole person, yes.
What do you think about that movie?
We are breaking two rules right now.
That is, okay, first rule.
Oh, wait.
Always make that joke
story.
When someone mentions Fight Club.
Yes.
second, sorry. Continue.
I have an actual story. My high school is really not looking good on this show, but my high school actually had a fight club when I was in grade 10.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you could challenge people to fight club, and then people would, like, tell other people, like, oh, there's going to be a fight in O-Park. Like, come at lunch.
Oh, yeah. My junior high had that.
Yeah,
it wasn't
we
a club. It was just people be like, oh, Brandon's fighting Brandon.
No, ours was an actual, like,
after school.
Organized thing, and we had to have, like, multiple assemblies about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the place to fight. My school was either behind the church near the school or at
great
the
fighting spot.
Tennis courts nearby the school.
Was there like a Christ, like a mini Christ the Redeemer statue over the tennis courts? That was like don't.
They weren't like that close.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play a little game that I concocted here. It's a little game I like to call jokes that were written by a person.
A team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
All right, so I have a bunch of jokes that were written by a person. I'll get you guys to read a few of them. So, Natalie, if you want the first joke.
Human autopsy. Oh, my goodness. Human autopsies show that tattoo ink can collect in your lymph nodes. Nodes? I'm not.
That's okay.
A great
you
reader.
You work for a paper and have for like 4 years.
I don't.
Yep. Do you know how a paper works? I don't
speak out
loud.
I know how
loud.
Writing works. That was the worst insult.
I'm dyslexic.
Ever. Okay. I don't think you are, but if you are, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait, sorry. I can't get a break. Either my tattoo of King Tut is ruined or my beautiful juicy lymph nodes are spoiled. Ay, caramba.
All right. Gave you a joke for you.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
That's not a... Is this a game or are we just reading things?
No, these are jokes that were written. No, I'll give you one in a sec.
By whom? Oh, correct usage of the word whom. Do I get a point for that?
Yes, points.
Once again,
this is at midnight.
Cool
in this game.
Gabe, you have done comedy, so this is your right up your wheelhouse.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You can take this and use this in your act.
I hate you. Wait, but what do we do after we read it? What's the game?
It's the joke. The game is that we say read the jokes and they're funny.
It's not a game. That's just read. Okay,
just
whatever.
Read the jokes.
Carbon dating has revealed the earliest use of the symbol zero, .. And it's scribbly on Dick Cheney's birth certificate. The man was born in your... You wrote these and I hate you so much.
Good news. The snow leopard is no longer endangered. Sorry, I was thinking about doing the quotations.
That's not
bad
visible.
News. All that snow leopard meat I've been harvesting will be worth nothing.
Hilarious.
Are these
jokes.
Just from your Twitter account when you were 14?
Whoosh.
I'm mostly serious about
that. I don't
that
like
question.
That one.
You wrote them.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Here's one. How come when the president says something has bad things on both sides, he gets a slap on the wrist? But when I'm looking into my wife's eyes and say it, I'm in the doghouse.
So topical, am I right?
I think I should get that shirt you owe me for free now.
Read the joke.
I'm reading this in my head beforehand.
I don't read them out.
And then, okay, while drug crises continue to ravage other cities, I think we need to step up, stop, and realize the true crises are the friends we made along the way. That's not a joke.
I'm actually enjoying these now. Selena Gomez
so
recently got a kidney transplant due to the disease lupus. The doctor apparently misheard when her manager said, "Make it look like an accident."
What?
Wonderful. Bam.
I didn't get that joke.
That's fine. We just have a few more. We're going to do one more each.
No, you just need some practice.
So have you guys hear about these North Korean nuclear tests going on? You guys heard about this?
You just pronounced nuclear like George Bush. You're
nuclear.
I'm more country than Natalie. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, there's more
nuclear.
Country and then there's that.
Did you hear about these North Korean nuclear tests? Have you seen these missiles flying over Japan? That's scary stuff.
I've actually seen them with my eyes.
Yeah. You know, I think the only thing scarier would be if King Jong-un was launching his barber.
Oh, zing.
North America.
Am I right? Guys. He's coming after us. He actually listens to CITR, so.
No joke, though. I messaged.
That one's, Natalie, you get that one, and then Gabby, you get that one. Natalie, you go first.
Public service announcement, an escape. Mental patient is currently on the loose. His incarnation?
What?
Oh, incarceration. Sorry.
Incarceration, yeah.
Handwriting needs to be better.
Whose handwriting is that?
Was because he said hot dogs were his favorite food. He is extremely dangerous.
Hilarious jokes, everybody.
I'm not giving this back to you.
We should burn it all. Okay, this one is also along the lines of everything else. Baizi, the world's oldest captive panda, died Wednesday. He never got to live his dying wish. Viciously maul some child who is throwing peanuts at him. I think we need to give you some help.
Can we call Jack? Do you need to talk to him?
What do you mean?
Him?
No, call Carl Planters back.
What do you mean?
Carl?
I didn't write those jokes.
Are you okay?
Someone wrote those jokes. They're called jokes from a person, remember?
Okay.
That's the name of the game, right?
Are you a person?
I'm not the person, or else I'd say jokes written by Tristan, wouldn't I? You can't beat this logic. All right, that was jokes written by a person.
Those sticky feels.
Yeah, Goofy Dan, Booby Bobber.
I know all those.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have...
So, guys, I'm getting a death glare from Ms. Lucas.
I'm having a great time, so...
So, as a comedian, where would you rank those jokes? Like somewhere in between, like just curious.
So, I don't know if you've ever been to like a 5-hour-long open mic of death endurance.
But I have.
That ranks among the ones that are at around 11:30, but you still have to stay there because you haven't gone up yet. And some moron is standing on the stage going, "So how about Dick Cheney?" And you want to die.
I've actually been to that show when you said that.
Yeah, I thought you had, don't you have a big Dick Cheney bit like in your act?
No.
I think I've seen that.
No, you have not, because that's not a thing that exists.
I think I've seen that. That's weird.
I'm following the wrong person on Twitter.
Oh, Dick Cheney
facts. Was like 0.3 whatever unit you want to make it. Better than that, but also not at all. But it's okay. We can work on it.
As a layman, yeah, they sucked.
Strange, you know? Whoever wrote those has only been to a few open mics. wonder who that could... not me.
Wait, I'm sorry. Now I feel mean.
No, don't. Okay. Bad jokes deserve to be given very truthful responses.
Maybe it was the delivery.
What, you didn't like this Dick Cheney bit?
That was our next joke.
Oh, wait, let me just look at who...
I did like the
Gaby Lucas. Oh, it says right here, written by.
Oh, actually, they were really good.
And there's
jokes.
No visual way to confirm that for the listener.
Wait,
but
show
Yeah, let me show this over to Natalie.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Weird.
Dude, you did those.
That's so weird that you have horrible handwriting.
In your defense.
What do you mean my defense?
Shut up. In your defense, I did like the mental image of like a dying panda bear mauling some idiot child.
Why would you want that mental image?
No. Like, it's a cartoon.
You sound mental.
Oh, I bet you like hot dogs.
God, can we
It's like a cartoon. It's like a cartoon child, so, you know, not too gory. And panda.
Wait, a real panda is attacking? Let me just understand this.
No, all of
So we have a real panda. It's like a Roger Rabbit situation. Robert. Who framed Roger Rabbit? Who framed Roger Rabbit? Where a real life bear is mauling a small animated child. And let me just make sure this is crystal clear for the listener.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure,
so that has been
why not?
That has been Radio Pizza Party, everybody. So the way we name each episode is each person says a single word, and then that three word kind of sentence or phrase is then the name of the episode. So how about we get Gaby to go first?
Oh, we don't do it in unison?
No, we don't do it in unison.
Okay.
Why would we do it in unison?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why anything
It's like an improv game.
1, 2,
all right.
Paperclip. That's two words, but mush them together.
Yeah, no,
one.
I think that works.
Carl.
This is Junior.
Okay.
Paperclip, Carl Junior.
Carl's
Wait, isn't
Jr.
Carl Junior like a
no,
Carl's Junior?
Yeah, that's why I said Junior.
Oh, I thought you were mispronouncing it, and I didn't want to point
it out.
No. You said Carl. I said Junior.
Okay.
So what? Now what? We say those words, and then write them down, and then crumple those up, throw them into the trash, and name it episode 63.
It's not even episode
63. The Aristocats. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Radio Pizza Party. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for
I'm so
us.
Sorry. For
Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Gaby. Thank you, Natalie.
I'm so sorry.
For coming
anyone
in, coming in clutch. Both, yeah, always care about you.
See you later, Santa Ono.
Santa Ono, please listen.
Please don't.
Please listen right to the joke part.
Honestly.
Call in on the joke part, and then we can get you to read a few jokes.
If Santa Ono listens to this, he will quit his job here immediately out of shame for representing such an institution.
Didn't that happen to the last guy?
He just missed it. And I don't know if you can miss an hour-long radio show.
That is currently happening.
He's a wise, wise man.
I guess I must have missed it. No, it's happening. Weird. I must have missed it.
It's not coming up. I don't know.
Must be hacked. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Radio Pizza Party. Next up, we have David Love Jones with African Rhythms. So.